We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, and we're here with Matt Quimet of Norman Camera once again, a staple on our show. Hi, Matt. How are you this morning?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing well. Let's talk about tripods, not the funny kind of tripods. We're going to talk about the kinds that will keep your camera steady, and people don't realize a lot of times that just having your camera on a tripod makes your stuff much more professional right off the get-go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us about tripods. I mean, because there's a million kind when we're talking. Oh, yeah. Are we talking video? Are we talking photography? Maybe we're going to talk both.
I'll probably do both.
All right. Let's go.
When it comes to tripods, to me, it's all in the head because the legs, as long as you have something that can support the amount of weight you want to put on it, when it comes to the tripod head, where all the movement is, that's really what you have to make sure is going to match what you really want to do.
Okay. Is there a difference between photo tripods and video tripods? And let's at least going to preface this saying I already know the answer to this. I'm just trying to bring it back to for some people that probably don't know nearly as much about it.
Yeah. Video tripod heads, or a lot of times are referred to as fluid heads, they really only have two axes of movement. You're going to have a tilt and a pan. When it comes to photo heads, they'll have a tilt, a pan, and then a portrait flip. So the camera will actually be able to tip on its side, so you can shoot a vertical photo.
Right.
And unlike cell phones, video should never be shot vertically. It should always be shot horizontally.
Oh, thank you very much for saying that. Let's talk about that for just a second, because this is my biggest pet peeve when I see a video on TV that somebody shot with their cell phone.
Yeah.
For all you people out there, all you have to do when you're shooting a vertical video is rotate. Yeah, 90 degrees, right or left,
yep.
And you've got a perfect image that will fit a TV screen without putting stupid boxes on each side.
Exactly.
Big pet peeve. So
I hear you.
You guys stop doing it. I've even seen people that, I'm at if I'm with someone, they always get so mad at me, they'll say, why would you do that? Because I'll see someone shooting at a basketball game, and I'll tap them on the shoulder. I said, turn that the other way. And then they'll see it. And I said, because now you can see everything that's happened to the left of them and right of them. You see the whole court as opposed to the one guy taking a shot.
And the ceiling.
Yeah, and the ceiling. And the people's heads in front of you.
Exactly.
So thank you for bringing that up, Matt.
No problem.
Let's go on that rant. I love that one. So when we're talking about tripods, you mentioned weight as far as them being able to support the weight that you're putting on. I mean, why is that important?
Well, because if you don't have a tripod that can support the weight, the legs will start to drift because if the locks can't hold tightly enough, you'll find that it starts to tip one direction. And then now, again, with video, you don't have a level horizon. It looks weird.
Right.
Even then with photos, too, if you're trying to get a level horizon, you want a good solid base. And also, too, having a little bit more weight, physical weight of the tripod underneath the camera will also prevent it from tipping.
Right.
And
depending on what kind of sticks you have, and that's the legs,
yep.
You are able to make some of those adjustments. Because over time, using those, they start to loosen up a little bit. And usually it's a little very small Allen wrench. You can tighten it up a quarter turn, and it's right back to being good. But it is very important to be able to support the weight you have. Because let's just talk about my camera for a minute. When it's all decked out, it weighs 35 pounds.
That's a big camera.
I've got a very large tripod. Well, over time, I've been doing that. I've had to tighten it down because one of the legs is, and I probably should set it in for some conditioning, because when you shoot a lot, no matter what, it's like a car. It's like everything else. Those parts, especially with tripods, start to wear out. So, what do you suggest to do to make sure your tripod is maintained if you don't do it yourself?
Well, a lot of the manufacturers offer more than a one-year warranty, so you can actually send them in to have them serviced if that actually becomes a thing. But a lot of manufacturers, like Manfrotto, will actually make parts available on their website, or we can order them for you, so you can replace locks if they break. But a lot of the flip locks that they have are like a car. It has a brake pad, essentially, that pushes up against the leg underneath and prevents it from moving. But it will wear out over time, and that's why they give you a little Allen wrench so that you can do a little quarter turn. And then it helps tighten that leg up, but eventually you might find that you've tightened it all the way and you need to replace those parts. But
at least say right away to those that might want to adjust their own tripod, you go quarter turns. You don't make two full turns around and then wrench that baby down, because you're going to break the internal parts.
Oh,
and then you're shot. What do you say to those? And here's what I say, why it's hard for me to get my tripod, and is I use it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't send it into them because it's going to be 6 weeks till I get it back. How do I make this happen within a few days?
Well, if it's something that you bought from us, most likely we can help you in the store. If it's something that we had a special order for you, so it may be a significantly more advanced tripod than we carry on a day-to-day basis, yeah, it might take us a few days to actually order the parts or get the parts for you so we can then help you out in the store. But you always swing in, and even if it wasn't bought from us, we won't kick you out. We'll help you. We'll try our best to make it work for you.
Well, you're going to charge them too, just so you know. Not just to help you out.
You'd be surprised. We do that kind of stuff for free.
Really?
Yeah, we're very customer
service. I almost don't believe you.
Well, if we have to order parts, you're going to pay for the parts. But the tech help that we give people for helping out with their cameras, even if it wasn't a camera bought from us or tripod, we're very customer service driven, and we feel that if we give you good customer service, even though you didn't buy from us, we hope that the next time you want to buy something, you come in and at least give us a chance.
So listen, all you cheap people out there, including myself, you can go get free tech talk. Mm-hmm. You can go talk to Matt about stuff, and I can almost assume that if you go talk to Matt for a little while, you're going to like him so much, you're going to buy something.
Well, that's what I hope for.
Hey, Matt, anything else about tripods we should be talking about?
Well, you do make lots of different types of tripod heads, especially for photo. In video, it's pretty much just fluid. There are some other features like counterbalance and things like that you can find in video heads. But when it comes to...
When you start getting to bigger cameras, you're going to want that.
But when you get into photo heads, you can find a couple different types. You have what they call ball heads, which are the most basic type. They just are just like a ball and socket joint, so you get a lot of movement. They also have pan tilt, or what they call three-way heads. So you actually have three independent controls. So it's not like you open up one lock and everything is loose. You have three independent locks for pan tilt and then the horizontal flip. And then you also have heads that are gimbal heads. So they're designed for larger lenses. A lot of people who do birding love them because they're more balanced. They give you quick movement. And if you balance them correctly, you can actually tilt and point them, and then when you let go, it holds its position, so it makes it very easy to follow action in sports and things like wildlife as well.
Well, quickly, tell me your brands that you have for tripods in the store again, and let me know where people can find you.
Sure. We carry Manfrotto and Gitzo. We also carry ProMaster tripods, MiPhoto tripods, and we just picked up a new brand last year called Suray. They are a Chinese brand, but they don't really hold up to the stereotype of cheap Chinese stuff. They are actually probably some of the better built stuff that we carry.
Right on. I love this stuff. Thank you, Matt, for being with us this morning on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.